Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? What's going on, Kansas City? We are finally back in the building after a two-week hiatus. Players Only is back and back ready to finish up this season. Hopefully, we won't have another off Thursday until 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. That's how confident I am in this Chiefs team, and it's great to be back on the air. I got my partner in crime next to me, Barbershop, a.k.a. at Sean Barber 59 on Twitter. Barbershop, welcome back.
Back in the building. Bum, 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 bum. That's for my man Joe Mazy. Shout out to my man Joe Mizzy. Wizzy.
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
Man, listen, you know how I do, man. I go all sides. Those sides was...
Oh, so you don't eat turkey or ham or nothing? You just go all sides?
So I do eat meat, just not on Thanksgiving. On my Thanksgiving, I just want to focus on all the side dishes. I create a master, like Picasso. It, my plate is a masterpiece.
It is? All touching? Everything
yeah,
touching?
I start off, yeah, no, yeah, it all touch. It ends up like a melee at the end, but it ends up with right in the middle, a nice scoop of the stuffing. Then I put the mac and cheese there, the collard greens there. I put a little corn pudding. The corn pudding, cornbread right there. Then I got a few, about three or four double eggs. Then I have the cheesy potatoes. Mm. Man, it's like a
carb fest.
I don't know about carbs and all that, but the plate itself, it was a beautiful masterpiece.
So you can follow Sean Barber on Twitter, Sean Barber 59. You can also follow me. I'm Danan Hughes at DAHughesGuy83 on Twitter and Danan Hughes by Instagram. And if you do follow me, or if you do log in to follow me now, you will see my Thanksgiving plate. I am like Vanilla Ice, Barbershop. I'm a one-hit wonder. I don't go back for seconds. I just have one plate, and I post it every year. So if you followed me throughout the years, or if you go back in my timeline, you will see my plate every year, and it almost resembles each other. It's about 6 inches high off the plate.
Greedy.
Everything is touching. I'm equal opportunity. It's all going to the same place.
You greedy.
Turkey, ham, stuffing, yams, greens,
that's
deviled eggs.
Way too much.
Cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Rice, gravy. What am I missing? Potato salad.
You missing maturity.
Macaroni salad.
That's an immature
all
plate.
All on one plate at one time, one big platter, and I tackle it. And it's known in these parts, Barbershop. I'm known around these parts for my Thanksgiving plate. But hopefully everybody out there had a blessed and happy Thanksgiving, and it's good to be back here. Just so happens that our show, because it's on Thursdays, we seem to get bumped from time to time, whether it's K-State basketball 2 weeks ago or Thanksgiving last week. But it is my understanding.
That's a production problem.
It's my understanding that we will not get bumped off the air any more times this season. It's my understanding, Barbershop. I'm speaking it into existence.
Wisdom and knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Those things are very, very hard to come by. So somebody around here had enough knowledge to realize this is the hottest hour of the day.
That's what I've been trying to say.
So they did something that was wise and chose to, like, hey, man, we got to stop bumping these cats.
Hey.
The listenership go down.
I know.
The P1s, all those.
Yeah, all
preferred.
The investors, everybody upset. All right, just like every week, we are coming to you with the Jay Southland Tow Service text line open, and the phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. All right, the lines are open, Barbershop. It's tough in this first quarter. If you've listened to us in the past, we always try to tackle the last game, the last win, and weekly we are able to do that. But we've had three games since our last show, so makes it kind of tough on what we want to tackle. We are still going to have the second quarter and the spitfire takes and hot fire pit takes. And then the third quarter will come to you with the Time's Yours segment. And the fourth quarter, we will talk about the Bengals. But this first quarter, Barbershop, I'm going to give you an opportunity, because we've had three games, maybe to give a wrap up, whether it's just this last game or what you've noticed about this Chiefs team in the last three games being wins, and where we're headed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a creature of short-term memory. I don't really have a long-term memory, so I can only remember about a game ago. So I know we faced the Rams. I know we took care of business. I mean, over the last three games, I think the one thing we saw that we was a little concerned about was special teams. That's the thing that's over the last few weeks we've noticed been kind of shaky. We gave up a Jacksonville Jaguar onside kick. We gave up a punt pass, a fake punt for a first down. We missed a few extra points, field goals, that kind of stuff. Missed field, a couple punt returns. So those things have been a little bit shaky. So I think that's the one aspect of the team that I think we've all can address and be real with each other and say that's the phase of the game that needs it, if there's any area of concern. But other than that, I mean, our offense led by Patrick Mahomes, leading the league in all the categories. Go across the board, first downs, red zone, passing yardage per play, a total yardage, all the things, points scored, all the things that matters. The Kansas City Chiefs are leading the league in all of those categories, led by one Patrick Mahomes, and obviously on a terrific season by our all-pro tight end, Travis Kelce. And what we've seen is that, you know, with receivers being in and out due to concussions or the injuries, we had some injuries, you know, had to shuffle up our wide receivers, that the train don't stop. Coach Reed just continues to evolve, and this offense has continued to evolve. No matter who steps in as wide receiver, the Z or the X, this offense just continues to roll. And then also with the running back position, that has evolved. And we have, you know, Isaiah Pacheco toting that rock like mm-hmm. a madman. I mean, he's running mad and angry.
A beast.
And so those are the type of things, whether, you know, it's almost who cares what the scoreboard says. The offense is evolving. It's becoming even harder to guard us, our passing game, because we are now so multifaceted versus when we had the cheetah here. The running game is now coming around. Our offensive line is starting to work out together and be a collective unit. And even with some adjustments to the offensive line, some different guys in there, they're still getting the job done at a high level. And then we got guys that, you know, you haven't heard before, the Jody Fortsons, the Noah Grays, those guys making key receptions at key points of the games.
10 different receivers caught the ball last game. 11 different guys were targeted. There's only 13 for everybody out there. There's only 13 eligible receivers. Unless you have an offensive lineman that is eligible for a specific play, only 13 receivers suit up, or people that can receive the ball suit up. And we had 11 targeted and 10 actually had catches.
It's tough to defend. That's very tough to defend because we don't focus on any one attribute. And even with saying that, as spread out as our offense is, I mean, over two or three games series, we had Travis Kelce two times out of the last three games go for three touchdowns. Man, it's just phenomenal seeing that the offense go to work. And then to marry that up with our defense and the way we've been, guys up front, man, you got to take your hat off. When guys are working the way they work up front, the way our guys have been getting after the quarterback and stopping the run, it's yeoman's work. And it's led by, you know, Chris Jones, the CEO, the master, the president, the business development of the Sac Nation.
Sac Nation, yeah.
He's doing, I mean, he said it when he came into the season. This was going to be his best season. Joe Cullen's called it. Joe Cullen, a new defensive line coach. Shout out to University of Richmond. But Coach Cullen, when he got here,
Nobody want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, that was my D-line coach at Richmond. I know we ain't got many Hawkeye coaches in the league right now, but we got a
lot of Hawkeye players.
We got a few spiders. We got a few spiders.
Only spiders in the league. It's the ones in the locker room.
Hey, don't worry about that.
In the basement.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. But Joe Culler has told, he told everybody this was going to be Chris Jones' best season thus far. And he's made that come true. And our D-line, we have some young corners. And obviously, we know from that secondary position, the reason why young corners are able to produce and cover is because that pressure has to get home.
Yeah.
And then marry all that up with the way our outstanding linebacker. Listen, you can say what you want. We have an all-pro linebacker only in his second year.
Nick Bolton.
Nick Bolton has been balling, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's been playing way above anybody's expectation. And then you marry him up with Willie Gay. Those guys have been going after it.
So I want to go back because you said you have a short memory, and we're going to focus on this Rams game. We have to kind of throw away the Chargers game and the Jacksonville game because it's been so long ago and we didn't have shows. But back to this Rams game, and this is the second time this season, and it kind of made me think back to, like, there's no automatics in the league. Any given Sunday is real. We can say that. We can look back to the Colts game. You can look around the NFL and see teams that should lose or should be, you know, should beat up on somebody and wind up losing. And in two of the last four games, specifically the Titans and this Rams game, we had fill-in quarterbacks that came in. Now, you were on the defensive side, Barbershop. I've never been in that situation. You know, in the locker room, you have the utmost confidence in everybody. There's never been a time I went through the Elvis Gerback, Rich Gannon debacle. I went through, you know, with Joe Montana and Steve Bono and Rich Gannon and the back and forth that happened in the revolving door of quarterbacks. And from a player's perspective, I know the big question from that last game is, like, do the Rams feel like they are behind the eight ball when they play in the game when they're back up to the backup quarterback is in and Bryce Perkins? Do the players, like, ever think, like, oh my gosh, we are already, like, before kickoff, we're down 14-0 because of our offense or because of our defense is hamstrung? And I know listeners want to hear about that, but from my perspective, and I'm interested to hear what you would say, I've never experienced a time where I felt like, oh my goodness, we're going to go down in flames because X player is starting or this guy is out because of injury and we don't necessarily have our best. Like, everybody bleeds. You have the blood, sweat, tears, the training camp, the practices, you're getting everything put together, the game plan. You're all diving into the same cause. And you don't, like, I don't remember thinking, like, man, like, we got to go out to war with this dude, or hopefully nobody said it about me. But I'm just saying, like, from you, like, you remember, I mean, you were on some good offensive teams. You know, there were times, obviously, Trent got hurt, or your quarterbacks, you played with Donovan, you played with some really good guys. From a quarterback perspective, any ever a situation on your side where you felt like you were behind the eight ball just because of that dynamic?
I'm going to be truly transparent and honest with you right now that, you know, the alpha dog.
Well, you don't ever, you should always be transparent with me. What are you trying to say?
Sometimes I got to do what I got to do. But right now, I mean, if I think about it, the alpha, the Mamba mindset of me is it almost like just totally clears the room of any type of doubt in my teammates. Like, man, we was always so uber confident in each other. We there was never any doubt. But then when I sit down and think about it, if I do close my eyes and think about it, is there any one time where we entered the game and I just knew that game plan wasn't going to work defensively? I just knew that the offense on the other side, and I know exactly when it was. I think it was 2003 season. It was us preparing for the Minnesota Vikings. Dante Culpepper, Randy Moss. Maybe Jake, somebody.
Jake Reed
and Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm. Robert Smith.
And we decided that we were going to run a double corner blitz. I don't know how you just named the receivers we named. And we're going to take our two best cover guys and we're going to double blitz them and allow our safeties and linebackers to try to cover those guys we just named.
Okay.
It was 17-0 in 5 minutes. Like, at that point, we just closed up let's just get through the game. I think they beat us by about 35 points that game. But that was the only time where, even during the week of practice, it didn't make sense.
Sit right. It didn't sit right.
Oh, it's just, dude, are we realizing we're playing against Randy Moss? He opened.
Two of the three names on there in the Hall of Fame.
Two steps down the field, he got his hand up in the air waiting to get. And Dante Culpepper, man, he could throw that thing at 80. Like,
yeah.
There was nothing about that offense that made you think that was the week to implement the double, we call it cat blitz. It was a cat blitz, double corner cat blitz. And as a player, but we still ran it.
Yeah.
We still ran it like it was going to, like, man, Eric Warfield or Bartiel, whoever the cornerbacks was, I can't remember number 22 from the Rams that came here for a little bit.
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter McLeon.
Yeah.
One of those guys is going to get to Dante Culpepper and bring him down.
Before he could throw it up to 6 foot four Hall of Fame receivers.
On a safety.
So I hear you, man. Well, let's be thankful that we are on the opposite side with the Chiefs. We're very healthy. We're playing against teams. And unfortunately, attrition is a part of the league. And going against two quarterbacks, two backups in the last 4 weeks, somebody's got to win a football game, and we are on that side of the fence. So I'm not going to apologize for that, and that's the end of the first quarter of our show. When we come back, we got hot fire, spitfire takes, and I think Barbershop's got some.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D-Nice.
Looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Danan Hughes, took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers,
halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Danan Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
This so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for 4 straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. My name is D-Nice.
Taking out you suckers and you don't know how I did it. Players Only back, quarter two, Barbershop. I am Danan Hughes. We got the phone lines, text line open, 913-586-7610. And if you're with us each and every week, except for the last 2 weeks, you know that this segment is about hot fire, spit fire, fire takes. And I'm going to pass it over to Barbershop to give the first.
Man, where do I go with this? After 3 weeks of hot fire, hot takes, spit fire takes. But there's a certain running back we played against back in the day who's now a politician who, you know, he says he's anti this, but has done some things in his past that don't really say he's anti this. Oh, we got Kanye who's, I mean, he's all over the place, but he thinks the world is flat and he thinks that, you know, slavery was an option. So I guess we can start taking his word for what it is. And besides that, we got Jerry Jones who was involved in some things, took some pictures back in the day. But all of those things are just, that's just media fire. You know, believe them, don't believe them. But, you know, this is sports radio, so we're going to talk about sports. So let's talk about it. Is Aaron Rodgers going to lose his job to love?
To Aaron? Love. Aaron? I see how you said it, love.
You know what I mean?
He's going to lose it to love. Love is in the air. Is love in the air?
Has he taken so many mushrooms now that he's starting to see himself beyond the Green Bay Packers? And did he actually convince them to pay him $240-some million for one season and then walk out the building with a suitcase full of $60 more million just to go to the next team?
3 years, $150 million extension they gave him.
Oh, you're talking about blind robbing, blindfold. He put the ski mask ways.
Yep.
He just robbed the Packers, and now he's about to shut it down for the rest of the season if they don't have a chance. And then, but last but not least, obviously Deshaun Watson, he's going to be starting quarterback against his old team, against the Houston Texans this week. They asked him over and over different ways of acknowledging, maybe to speak about things off the field, and he was coached up good. He was coached up right. He kept saying, "I'm just focused on what's in front of me, focused on what's ahead of me." He wants to be, a leader on the field and take care of business on the field. Unfortunately, man, football isn't that easy. We are role models. We are in a position where we got to be. Everything is viewed kind of with a fishbowl lens. And you gotta put out there the same air and energy that you expect to receive. And so when you're walking around and you walk around with this ego and this ambiance of you being greater than thou and more important than the next man, and that you can get away with certain things that other people can't, well, eventually all that comes 360 degrees. And so I do believe the man has paid his penalty. Whatever was agreed between the league and him, he served his suspension. So I'm waiting to see him get back on the field and go play. But they're, like everything in life, I think we should forgive him, but not forget. Obviously, he has his own cross to bear when it comes to whatever has transpired in his life with those women. But the NFL, man, it's not for long for a reason. Guys are going out there doing some crazy things. Coaches are getting hired. My man Deion Sanders, we got to try to get him a job. It seemed like Colorado offered him a job, but he don't want it or something. I thought he wanted to coach. Now they offer him a job. He don't want it. I think it's bigger pictures, man. It's such a dangerous balancing act about what when to take that next position, the next step up. So, man, so much things. You think with 3 weeks of hot fire spit takes, any of those things we could run with.
I don't know, Julio. What does he get on that?
Yeah, but. Hey man, I've been. My hot fire has been straight gas.
I think you paid off Julio.
Oh man,
I think you paid off Julio. I'm just gonna. I'll say this on my hot fire. There it is. That I ain't even start yet. It ain't on mine. It's yours.
No, he got you. He knew.
No, that was you.
No, he knew which was coming out your mouth with some sauce. So he just went ahead.
A prequel. Hey,
the pre-joint.
So I would say this. The NFL and the NCAA, my hot fire take is that the NFL get off its high horse and take a page out of the book of the NCAA in regards to reviewing plays, making sure that calls are accurate on the field. The NCAA, to me, does it right. People complain and think that it's going to be about extending the games, but the college game, to me, if there's action on the field – and you're talking about what maybe a handful of plays where you are reviewing targeting, reviewing a hit to the head, reviewing an unnecessary roughness call on a quarterback, any of those pivotal plays that can change the complexity of a game, that the NFL has decided that if the flag is thrown on the field and the officials are going to make that call, that it stands. While in college football, they will go back to the booth, they'll go back to New York, they will review it, and there are times where they will pick the flag up and say, play on. And to me, it's always been about an ego thing where the NFL never wants to concede to college football. They never want to say, we're going to take a page from college football. They believe that they are premier and that whatever they have set is what the top echelon and where the bar should be set. And everybody, all the other minions, all the other leagues don't get it right. You can have celebrations and, then all of a sudden there's flags thrown for celebrations. Now they reel that back. You can hit the quarterback when he's running. There's only some quarterbacks that get those flags when they get hit. Some other quarterbacks don't get those calls. Mm. But yet, nobody is overseeing the process and recognizing that although there are 65 to 70 plays in a game on offense and defense, for the most part, one play can change a game, can extend a drive. We saw it in the AFC Championship back in 2019 AFC Championship with the blow to the head by Chris Jones that wasn't a blow to the head on Tom Brady. That helped propel the Patriots, who were floundering at that point while the Chiefs had all the momentum, to continue their drive. So many times we've seen it this season as well. So my hot fire take as we go to our second break is NFL, get off your high horse. Recognize that there, with technology where it is and with the rules being applied in college football, it's okay to take a back seat and recognize adjustments need to be made and that there's another league, another division that has it right. Boom, 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 boom. You hear that music? He didn't play it for you. He didn't play that for you. And that's what we got. See? Barbershop. And that's the end of our second. Sometimes, before you even get to say something.
I
don't even want you to say none. Just understand. Just accept it.
Some things in
just
life.
Just accept it. As I mentioned, Jay Southland Toast Service text line is open. Phone lines are open. We're going to tackle that after halftime. 913-586-7610. Get with us.
Time's yours.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are back. Halftime's over. We got some Propel, some Gatorade. Barbershop got some Mexican food and we ready to rock and roll. It is, we just got finished with Hot Fire Takes. Now it is Time's Yours segment. We got the phone lines open still. Let's go to line one. What you got?
Julio gave you the womp womp.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean, how you doing? I just got back from Salvation Army bell ringing today. I was going to tell you, yeah, a few weeks ago, I was bell ringing. If you want to know where I'm at, so I'm not going to talk to you about games. She did what they had to do, you know. It wasn't a pretty game, you know. And, you know, and the defense played pretty good. They really sacked Perkins pretty good. Got the interceptions they needed. And they did what they did. Offense, Kelsey spinning Jalen Ramsey around, and Jalen Ramsey going, how'd he get away from me? How'd he get away from me? And then Sean McVay, before the game, gets plumbed by Robert Carr, man. Couldn't believe he had a sore jaw and everything. So let's get some revenge with the Bengals. Let's sack Burrow and let's have a great game. Take care of yourself, guys.
Bam!
Thanks, Dan. Dan always brings that jolt of energy, right? At mid show, when I get tired of hearing barbershop talk, I need that extra little boost. Dan, we appreciate it. Yes, we definitely are going to look to get some revenge, retribution against the Bengals this weekend.
Energy and attitude, man. Look, the Chiefs, they have that Willie Gay that brings that energy, and we got Dan.
Yep. You Dan's the man.
Dan brings that electric, I can't wait for this next call. I saw
who
his
name. Who is it? Go ahead.
Big T.
Hey, you guys, I appreciate you taking my call, yeah. Dan and Barbershop. Good stuff, man. I want to talk about Big Red and Brett Veach. They're always scouring, you know, trying to bring in that extra talent. And boy, they brought in a good one. I like that Brandon Williams kid. He played for Baltimore, and he's being reunited with his defensive line coach, Joe Colan. And this time of year, you can never have too many defensive linemen. So great job by them. I think he'll help out on that run defense. If anybody don't know who he was, he played at Baltimore. He had some Pro Bowl. He was a Pro Bowler. I like that guy. I like that move. He's a nasty guy. And then, you know, let's talk about Legarius Sneed. He's a star. I mean, he leads, I thought, all corners in sacks, and he's a tackle machine. And this guy, we need to take our hats off to him, everybody. We love Legarius Sneed. He's a star. We need to get more credit, more
Baltimore run. Nick Bolton, he's a star. We already have Chris Jones, the sack master. He's a star, too. We're building some other guys that really is looking good. McDuffie and the rest of that defense is kicking ass and taking names. And I think that's what's going to come down. It's going to come down to this defense. We didn't have this defense from last year. Kind of let the thing slip away and let them off the hook.
Hey, Big T, we had to let you go, man. We didn't get that last say.
Well, I'll finish it off for you.
Finish it.
Choo, 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 choo.
Yeah, sorry, Big T. Something was going on with the audio, so we really couldn't hear you. Kind of chopped up, but Barbershop got the ending for you. I would say this. I'm right along with you, L'Jarius Sneed. Definitely when you talk about Nick Bolton being an all-pro, L'Jarius Sneed should be up there as well. Second on the team in tackles with 76, 3.5 sacks, 4 tackles for loss. Had the interception last week, the first of the season for him. He is truly a playmaker. And Barbershop, for the listeners out there, you guys hear me talk about guys, there's players and then there's playmakers. There's guys that make tackles and then there's guys that make plays. And we got two. And those two young guys, young Thundercats between Nick Bolton and L'Jarius Sneed, and then you add in Willie Gay Jr. I mean, you're talking about a core for the middle of that defense, especially in the sub package when L'Jarius moves inside and that nickel package that is wreaking true havoc against NFL opponents. So I'm down with you, Big T. Appreciate the call. Big Jax, what you got?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all living, man?
Chilling, man. We chilling.
Living large, Big Jax. Living large.
I know you are, Barbershop. Hey, I'm just trying to understand, you know, when I see Pat and these guys after Cincinnati came in here and they lost to them twice last year, like, what do y'all think is going through their heads is going to make sure that they find a way to perform at their best? I mean, you can get beat any week, but you got to perform at your best, man. What does it take? Because, you know, there are still people who want to tell me that Pat Mahomes threw the playoff game, like threw the game.
Go
like,
get them drug tested. Go get them drug tested.
I just want to holler at y'all, man. I think they're going to get them this week, man, because I don't think Pat is going to stand for that. So I just want to see what y'all think about that, man. I appreciate it. I'll holler at y'all.
Appreciate it, Big Jax. I will tell you that there's no such thing as a player throwing a game in the NFL. It doesn't happen. I heard earlier somebody talk about players. Players didn't give 100% this past week. They didn't need to give. No, you give 100% or you get hurt in the NFL. It just doesn't happen. I can't tell you what you're looking at to make you think something. All I can tell you is what's real from being in that locker room. Players will go out and they are going to play to win the game. There are times where their jobs are called on where Chris Jones isn't always called on to go and sack the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's not always called on to get penetration into the backfield and tackle the quarterback. He's called on at times, and if you look at the first half versus the second half of the last game against the Rams, they were in more of a contain mode in the second half where there was maybe one guy that was going for the quarterback and to tackle Bryce Perkins. The rest of them were just trying to keep him in the pocket. So you saw Chris Jones, Derek Nnadi, Mike Dana, Frank Clark at times, Carlos Dunlap at times, take two steps off the line of scrimmage and stop and basically two-gap the offensive lineman, which means they put two hands on him and they're able to go one side or the other depending on where the ball carrier or the quarterback went. So it's a method to the madness. It's not about effort or energy. It's about game planning. And what they saw in the first half with Bryce Perkins is he's not going to be able to beat us with his arm. So let's not let him beat us with his legs. Yep. Let's keep him in the pocket and force him to throw the ball. And what happened? We were able to take the ball away and get the necessary stop. So we appreciate you. We got one last call before we tackle a couple of text messages. Melvin in Mission, what you got?
Hey, I got a comment for both of you gentlemen. First, I want to start off with Mr. Barber. I remember during the offseason where everybody was clamoring that we need to go hire these big, high-priced free agents, and Sean basically said,
"Shut it down.
You know, you want to spend."
Yeah, I shut it down. Right? Shut all that talk down.
You want to spend $10 million to go get 4 more sacks, and you said we're hiring a new defensive line coach.
Yeah, buddy.
And he'll come in and change the attitude. And you was right on point with that.
Joe
and I appreciate that. I listen to the radio. And now this is for Dana.
Now we're talking. Now get that. Now let it loose. Let it loose on Dana.
Well,
I know you got something for him. Come on, man.
You got something good for me.
It's all good.
That's what I'm saying,
Melvin.
See, go ahead, Melvin.
This for both of y'all. No cap. I lost my vision in March, so I listened to the games on the radio, and I appreciate you and Mitch, you know, describing the game to me, because you got to realize everybody's not at work. Some people can't see the game visually. Position I'm in, so I appreciate y'all descriptions and things like you just described what the defensive line is doing. I can't see that visually, but I would like to know if they're stunned, if they're looping, what they're doing to get to the quarterback and things like that. So both of you guys are doing me a great favor, and I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Appreciate it, Melvin. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the shout-out. And mission accomplished. That's our ultimate goal. I know it is for Mitch and myself in the booth. We have to assume when we are calling the games, each and every game on Chiefs Radio Network on 106.5 The Wolf, that there are people out there driving trucks, listening at home, don't have TVs, can't see the game, like you mentioned, and we want to be able to paint the picture of the greatness that's happening on the field with our Chiefs team. And I always appreciate hearing from a lot of listeners on social media and that call that are able to get it, are able to get the same joy, the same satisfaction just by listening to us on the broadcast. So I appreciate that, brother.
I've already referred to myself as Picasso, so I guess you might be Da Vinci. But we know Picasso is so much better than Da Vinci.
How do we know that? How do you know that?
I've done a poll.
You've done a poll?
Yeah.
All right. There's always a poll. All right. Let's go to the text line. All right. I'll go back earlier. Somebody asked, when we were talking about Thanksgiving food, from 816, they said, I thought you were a picky eater. I am a very picky eater. So what I do eat, I eat a lot of.
He ain't never had no taco.
I never had taco in my life.
Never had a cheeseburger.
Chinese food.
Come on, text line. Get look, we got
to. Hey, I'm picky. But I feel like I'm the easiest person to cook for. My wife will say different, but I feel like I'm the easiest person to cook for, because if you cook something I like, it doesn't matter how often you cook it. Ooh. You could cook it every night, and I'll never complain about it.
Hope your wife ain't listening.
She listening. She knows. She heard it before.
Oh.
Shoot, don't make me raise. What? You hear my voice go up like that? That's when you know you're serious, when your voice go up high. All right, from the 310, do you have any penalty statistics for our young secondary in addition to them holding their own? Seem like they commit few penalties. I will say, I don't have anything specific on our defensive backs, but I will say that our penalties for a team, we are third in the NFL in penalties.
We were penalty free at one game.
Yeah, we were penalty free two games.
Ooh, look at
that. We were sack free multiple games this season, including last game against Aaron Donald and that defense that was top 10 in the NFL. To say specifically about the penalties from our young corners, like just in going back in my mind, I can't feel like there's more than a handful of penalties that have gone against Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, or Trent McDuffie. So having three of your top four corners and your top three corners on the field in nickel be rookies, and that's something that you can say. Not only can we boast that we can't think of five penalties that they've gotten combined, we can't think of five touchdowns that they've given up. You gave up the two against the Buffalo Bills, but other than that, you gave up one against the Chargers, I think, but less than two handfuls, I'd say, with those three on the field. To me, that's a shout out to Brett Veach, Steve Spagnuolo. How this defense is working and how they're implementing rookies is amazing. It's not spoken about enough when you're talking about our defense. All right. 816, do you really just hate on Herschel and then defend Watson? That's selective hearing. If you go back and listen to it, that's not the case. Trying to ball it up into one thing.
Come on, text line.
Herschel Walker's doing something ongoing now. Watson did something before, paid a price. Whether you want to argue whether it was enough of a price, that's your decision. That's your opinion versus others' opinions. But nobody's defending anything. All right. Which player? All right. From 816. Which player breaks out in the playoffs for the Chiefs and the end of the season, we will look back and say he's a big part of the reason why we won the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go with Super George, my man, the Greek freak, George Karlaftis.
I think Karlaftis?
Yes.
Was it Furious George, a.k.a. Furious George?
A.k.a. Furious George.
All right, that's it for the third quarter of the show. When we come back, we got to talk specifically about these Bengals. We got a couple other text messages that we'll try to tackle as well. But let's do it. We got the Bengals this week. We're going to chat about it.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Barbershop didn't get his intro. Thanks, Julio. There you go.
You know, it's just little things in life I'm thankful for. I was waiting for
Don't want to be a player no more.
I was waiting for
Can't
the DMX.
Be a player no more.
My DMX.
Hey, we'll get you next week.
Dog is loose.
We'll get you next week and the next week after that.
I know.
All right, the fourth quarter of the show. We just got a few minutes left, and we got the Bengals this week. I've been trying to contain myself. We got Sean Barber here. Sean Barber 59 on Twitter. At DA Hughes Guy 83 on Twitter and Danan Hughes on Instagram. Follow us. Barbershop, let me just tell you, man, I am from the old school mindset of retribution. Revenge is real. I don't care. I know you talk about one game at a time, every opponent is the same, and you follow all that coach speak.
Yes.
But I know deep down inside, and I've been holding it in this entire show. Tired of these Bengals. Got retribution on my mind, revenge on my mind. From a player's perspective, I played in the 95-96 Indianapolis Colts game, the playoff game that we lost. Lynn Elliott missed the field goals and extra points. And we played them the next year. And I couldn't wait for that game. And we wind up losing that game because the adrenaline of all of us, the fire, the anger, the revenge mindset – zapped us. By the end of the first quarter, we was tired. And the Colts were a worse team than they were the year before in the playoffs, and they still wind up beating us in 96. So I'm concerned about this game because the emotions can get the best of you. I've been on the field in that situation. I want to hear from you as well. But I think this Chiefs team is a better football team than the Bengals. The Bengals are standing at 7-4. We are 9-2. We are in a situation where there's extra incentive. We have a game lead in the AFC, and if we want to have a fifth straight AFC championship come through Arrowhead Stadium, to me, these are the games that you need to win. We have very winnable games the rest of this season, and we need, going back to the old Marty Schottenheimer mindset, and I'm sure it's the same with Andy Reid, beat who you're supposed to beat. And win the games at home, and you'll have an opportunity to play some special football in January. But this is a revenge game. Revenge is real. Players know it. Players soak it up. They may not say it in the media, but I'm saying it.
Mm.
That okay. It is a mindset that you remember an AFC championship loss. I lost to the Bills in the AFC championship. Didn't get a chance for retribution to that same level. It still haunts me.
I can tell.
One opportunity that I did not get to the Super Bowl as a player, as a rookie. You, what do you got?
Well, I mean,
don't make me jump across this table. Bengals week.
First of all, ain't no such thing as no Bengals week. Don't disrespect.
It's Bengals week. It's becoming a thing.
Don't disrespect the Raiders week by coming up with some copycat stuff. All right, if you want to come up with something completely new, let's think about it. But
is it a week? And do we play the Bengals?
So listen, listeners.
Bengals!
Listen, somebody need to get Damon a drink or something. I need to call my lawyer. make sure I get a restraining order put against Dana Hughes. D.A. Hughes man on Instagram and whatever.
That's wrong, D.A. Hughes guy. See, oh, you messing it up.
D.A. Hughes guy. But my beliefs about the Bengals, I think the Bengals are a good team. I think the team that they built was specifically to try to beat the Chiefs. They decided that they were going to go and get as many offensive weapons, down the field weapons. They were going to get, re-sign Joe Mixon. Defensively, they had this unique style of playing, this shadow technique. It's not a true spy technique. It's rushing two or three, bringing another two off of like a second level. They pinch the ends and then wrap around. And it's some things that cause a little bit of confusion with the offensive line, and then it does some mixed things with how they rock and roll and shift their safeties right before the snap. It's something that, you know, Patrick and the team has to deal with as far as understanding how our receivers run routes and how our receivers adjust their routes when they recognize certain coverages. So they do an amazing job of disguising, melting to different coverages, and then sometimes they actually run a zone that ends up becoming a mesh and melts into a man coverage.
Man, yeah. Matchup.
And those things are very tricky as far as when you're a quarterback and you're trying to keep your eyes downfield, but you're feeling some pinch pressures from the ends or some loopers. So in a combination of all those things they do things that makes it a little bit tougher for our offense than most defenses. But for their offense, I mean, it's basically just throw it up and get it. It's basically whenever they need a play, try to find Jamar and throw it up. Try to find T. Higgins and throw it up. If we don't cover Hurst or we don't cover Tyler Boyd, then every once in a while they can get a first down. But it's those two, the Z and the X receivers. They're two main go-to guys who have phenomenal. I mean, you go down the list of what makes a receiver: speed, catch,
size,
hands,
yep,
yards after the catch, elusiveness, route running. I mean, all the things that you would use to design your ultimate receiver, and both of those guys have it, and they have it at a high level.
Yeah. This is a situation where I feel like the Chiefs are a better team, but this is a dangerous team. They have beaten us 7 out of 10 times. Almost puts them in the same vein as the Indianapolis Colts when it comes to playing the Chiefs. Having outnumbered, even with some bad, really bad Bengals teams in the past. This is an important game for our psyche. It's not a game we need to win. It's a game that I'm sure that they are feeling like they absolutely want to win.
For your psyche.
And I'm down with it. Because you got to let teams know, man. You got to let them know just in case you meet them again in the playoffs. And we know from the Bills' perspective that just because they beat you in the regular season doesn't mean that they are a better team that can beat you in the playoffs. Well, this Bengals team did both last year, one of the few teams besides the Patriots that have done that to us in a while. So it is retribution time. We'll be back next week talking about a win. Peace.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.